Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Trey Songz on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio as well. We checked out, what else did we check out? That was actually probably just before the news kicked in, okay? Now, every single Friday around this time, Shaquan, we bring in newsmakers. We bring in people of interest. We bring in people that are doing interesting stuff that's out in the community, yeah. out in the world, you know what I mean? And we profile them and we understand who are these people, why do they do what they do, what are their thoughts on certain aspects and things when it comes to the country and the world. And today, one such gentleman, it's not a gentleman that is world famous. No, he's not. no, he's not. But the man is passionate about a subject matter that I believe we all tiptoe around, that we all shy away from. And this gentleman is aggressive with it. He's passionate about it. He has created platforms when it comes to this subject matter. What am I talking about? I'm talking about mental health. I'm talking about mental health for the boy child and for the man. He's a social activist. He is a mental health activist. He's a co-founder of Mindful Matters. And Orfe told me he also created a different platform, a brotherhood, a bonfire brotherhood, where the gents just come together and just talk, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're talking about none other than Mr. K-Goodness, a.k.a. Cafe. Come on now.
Where come did this now. K-Goodness come from?
It's a thing that he says all the time.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. Yeah.
What's happening, player? How are you doing,
good? No, man, it's blessed.
Yeah.
I'm truly blessed. I'm honored to be here. You know, we for the longest time you sit and listen to the radio. We've listened to Fresh FM for so long, and
oh, yeah.
To finally grace the studio and be here is amazing, amazing.
It's a bit of an experience, isn't it? It's a bit of a trip, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I'm really honored. And then you know, to God be the glory for all the platforms that I've been blessed with to be able to get the message across. So I'm really, really honored, and I just thank God for the opportunity. I thank Shaquan and NSK. Thank you guys for the opportunity. It's really amazing to be here. And
I mean, this is what we do, man. Look, listen, we if it's one thing that that everyone knows or should know by now,
yeah.
is that Fridays around this time we do our best to humanize characters. We do our best to humanize people that are in the newspapers or in the WhatsApp groups on socials, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily limited to one sector. It can be any person.
Yeah.
And you are such person. You are you have an interesting thing that you do. But before we get into that, Puta Kave, man,
I think you guys are gonna bond. I mean, I'm just here.
Listen, brotherhood.
By the way, Kave is live on his Instagram. Please do check it out.
Yeah.
If you want the behind the scenes, okay.
You have to give us the 411, my man. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Are you a Windhoek Lighty? What's the story behind Kave, bro?
Yeah, no, it's so actually Kave is short for my surname.
Okay.
My full name is quite. My full name is Ngayedi Gumbaya Roga Kavi Junior Kavi Kairi.
There we go.
Yeah, he needs it. That's a name, Horn.
I checked a joke recently. What is the guy? Tep the guy made a joke about hetero names.
Yeah.
That it's a whole paragraph. So quickly hit me again with the name, Buta. So
Ngayedi Gumbaya Roga Kavi Junior Kavi Kairi.
I always thought Kavi was just his name.
Yeah, so I was born in Windhoek.
Yeah.
I was raised for the first 4 years of my life on a farm on the other side of Kobabas. I was raised by my grandparents. I came back to Windhoek for a couple of years for kindergarten. And then my dad got promoted to a managerial job in Oshubarongo. And that's where I went to school for 12 years. Came back to Windhoek for uni, where I met the likes of Shaquan.
Oh, wait.
Yes, yes.
Met the likes of Shaquan. And I think I studied science initially to start off with. I went on ahead and I did a master's degree in science, and then I realized I didn't like science.
What?
After a master's degree?
You went through the whole
not even the first, second, third year at least. Okay.
Yesterday, yeah. My guy.
I never actually liked science. It was a thing my dad forced on me because my dad was so much doctorate. So it was a way to get into medicine, but I never I have a fear for blood.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Imagine you were like, something happens and the patient is rushed in, right? Ah! You're bleeding.
I feel my own blood. So
yeah.
So yeah, I eventually was able to confront my dad and tell him, no, that's not what I want to do. Shortly after, a couple of years ago, I then 7 years ago exactly, I started working for a company called APS.
Okay.
And went into business. And then I just recently, or yeah, 2 years ago.
Mm.
2-3 years ago, I completed a master's degree in business leadership.
Hmm.
And then, yeah, a lot happened. I lost my dad. I lost mentors and stuff. You know, COVID was terrible for all of us, but it hit closer to home for a lot of people. And, you know, you get cast into a position. I lost my brother-in-law. So now you're playing head of the family. Mm. You are playing father. You know, you didn't get the 9 months that other people get to prepare
truth,
for.
True.
You know, and then I went through divorce recently.
You went through divorce, my man.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Guy.
So this is all
in the span of the last 3-4 years.
In
now.
The last 3 years.
Yeah.
The last 3 years. So I lost my dad. My dad's brother.
That's a lot of losses.
Who was quite close to me. I lost when I started at APS. I got a mentor for the first time in my life. I got somebody that really understood me and we clicked.
Yeah.
And shortly, so my dad passes on in April.
Mm.
In the beginning of June, my mentor passes on. Shortly after that, my dad's brother, who I was very close with, passes on.
Yeah.
9 months after my dad passes on, my brother-in-law, who I quite had a very decent relationship with, passes on. That means I have to take responsibility for the kids. We have four beautiful daughters. Mm. I'm a father now. It takes a number of you. But long before that, I think that's... in a nutshell, I'm a pretty simple guy.
Yeah.
She'll tell you, what you see is what you get.
Oh, okay. No, really.
Full of love. I love loving people. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about the mental health and just giving back to society. It's just, you can't not love people. You can't not have the love of Christ within you and not love people.
Love people. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
So I love people. I love giving back. I love engaging people. I like to know what you're thinking, how you can, you know.
And how did you get to that?
I sit on social media and I read people's random statuses and I'm like, I want to know what, you know.
What's the thought process
what,
there?
What happened?
Y'all could be besties.
Yeah.
No, the two of you.
So what brought you to this point? You know? Yeah, so... in a nutshell, that's who Kavi is.
You know what, Kavi? I'm actually thinking to myself right now, like NSK mentioned a little bit early on, that this is actually a topic that we're actually going to converse about, what you're passionate about, that a lot of people shy away from. Why was it important for you to be a voice for so many men? Was it because of what you experienced yourself, where you just felt like, man, I also just need someone to kind of speak up for me, or to someone to listen to me and hear me?
Yeah.
But how did you get into the space of just being so passionate about mental health?
I think about 2 years ago, the suicide stats for Namibia came out. And 85% of those stats were men. And NSK and I spoke about it now off air, where like women came out and said, men, what can we do? How can we help? And they were reposting the stats and like, how can we better help you? All these things. And I sat there and I thought, well, then it's upon us as men, because we don't speak about it. It's upon us as men to go and say, you know what? This is what we want. This is how we want to be seen. This is how we want to be treated.
Yeah.
And so essentially I started following a lot of guys on obviously on Instagram from the States that post a lot about the mental health issues. And so I started sharing content. And initially, because of where I was with loss of dad and all these other things, initially everybody thought it was personal. It's like, are you okay? What are you going through? What are you dealing with? It's like, you know, and I was like, it's not that I'm okay, but it's not about me. I'm just trying to get the message out there that men suffer too, you know. So, and then I started doing a lot of reading around the mental health. I started psychology. I started reading a lot about these things, and so I started equipping myself to be able to speak fact.
Yes, yes,
and not just be a guy that speaks to say, you know what, hey, I've been through this. No, to be able to put fact with the experience with what I've been through, and put that out. You know, a friend of mine once read a quote to me, said, it's better to teach from experience than from knowledge.
My man.
Because experience gives you relatability.
Yeah.
Understand? Yes, it does. As soon as I can say, I've been through this, somebody else is like, wait, but I've dealt with something similar.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I started reading up a lot on that. Started following a lot of guys that are very inspirational guys like Jay Shetty.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the pastors, Pastor Mike, like guys that really just inspire.
Yeah.
Because then again, it was like I can talk about
my experience,
my mental health issues and what I've been through. But then it's about inspiring people to get away from the mental health issues and seek help.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, just... And then the biggest stigma we face is that therapy, seeking therapy for men is seen as weakness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Seen as crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, I wanted to find a way to say, you know what? Let me get NSK in.
Mm.
Let's sit down. Let's talk. He's talking to a normal person. I'm no therapist. I'm no professional.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just a guy that's passionate about this stuff.
Mm.
And like that, I can guide NSK towards therapy because I know what therapy has done.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I'll be very honest with you. You know, when you just going a little back when you said when the stats came out, right?
Yeah.
The stats came out, and you know, a majority of women were saying, "Look, listen."
How can we be there?
Please speak out. What? And in my experience, I've noticed, you know, from gent to gent, the message is not. It's just not filtering through. As I don't know if it's because it's a woman or because it's women that's saying, "Go seek help. Yeah. Come talk to us. How do we help?"
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next point, Bud. We had Osi Ematiofelisi in the studio here, our Minister of ICT, and because one of the conversations around men. Or that leads to some of the mental issues is the notion of us getting depowered because of empowering women, right? And I asked her this question. Just let me just quickly get this for you. I asked her this question, and this was her response. And I just want to seek your counsel on this. just listen to this. And the notion is empowering women depowers men. And you sort of kind of get the feel that men on the ground have this feeling that they are being depowered. Walk us through your thinking and your thought process with this.
Can you see how unfair it is that we women see that there are many inconsistencies and imbalances in so many industries?
Mm.
We want to level the playing field. And in doing so, we're now being said, well, why are you not bringing the boy child along? Again, it's men wanting to give women responsibility to actually look after
and all we've been doing is carrying them.
Absolutely. Sorry. And I repeat, we only want to level the playing field. We don't want to increase the power of women over men. What's happening is men have had a privilege, and we all know this male privilege. It's a fact. Power is that we are both able to share the cake and indulge in the cake together. Mm. What is happening to men is that they're seeing that they are being forced to share this power. It's not being taken away just to share. And they hate it, and they're unfamiliar with it, and they're unable to contend with actually sharing this power. And that's what now in their mind feels emasculating them and actually making them lose the power they believe that they have. So men are not being depowered. They are being asked to be equitable in the power that they have, and they're refusing to do so.
Well,
does that make sense?
Well, look, I think...
Do you have a different way of looking at it?
Look, here's the truth, is biologically, we can never be equals.
Mm.
By Christ, we can never be equals. I understand the notion of trying to level the playing fields. We've done that with schools, and you've got more women graduating than men. You've got, in this time ever, you've got more female CEOs and ministers and people in position of power. I absolutely appreciate the fact that we're trying to, I don't want to call it depower, but share the power. You understand? The truth is, what we've done, or what this generation has created, is we are raising a generation of women that are being empowered, but then we're not raising a generation of men that know how to deal with empowered
women.
Come
on. Ah, wait.
Okay. So you very all good and well. It's this, and I don't blame men for saying, okay, you guys are doing all this for the girl child to try and empower the girl child.
What about us?
Right? But what about the boy child?
Mm.
Because remember this, naturally women are the nurturers.
Mm.
Men are not, we're not nurturing by nature. Mm. So who better to help us bring our men to a place where they understand the shared power, to understand how to treat an empowered woman.
Mm.
right? That's our biggest struggle. Our biggest struggle is essentially not the fact that we're sharing power. The biggest struggle is we don't know how to deal with an empowered woman. An empowered woman doesn't know how to deal with the current man that just says, all you want, this is what you want.
Come on.
This is where the likes of us come in and say, you know what? How about we find grounds?
Yeah.
Right? We found similar grounds to say, you know what? Let's get together. Let's sit down together and try and figure out a way forward rather than sit there and point fingers at women is just taking power. And this, for me, is the downfall of movements like feminism.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Right? People talk about toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
These are not things. Toxicity is just toxicity. Mm. Whether you're female or male. So we need to create platforms where we can sit together as men and women and figure out a way and educate men to say, you know what? This is what an empowered woman is. Mm. This is how she shows up. Mm. Right? You as an empowering man. Because the power, if you're empowering a woman, a man is empowering her. Women are empowering each other. Mm-hmm. But it generally comes an empowering man. How do you react as an empowering man to make sure that it's not a conflict?
Yeah.
Because that's a good point.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm co-signing it is because maybe as women also, we just didn't see it from that perspective. The other day, come for me. I can fight. I'll just break bottles. I said something on Instagram the other day that gents, like bare minimum is just your brand.
Hmm.
Bare minimum is just your brand.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But this is where I can somehow take my words a little bit back. Because maybe it's also because as women, we just don't really know how do I say this? Maybe y'all just don't deserve us, but I'm looking for a better word. Like, no, but you're making a good point in terms of us being overly empowered because it's always about the woman empowerment. Look at the event that's happening tomorrow. Mm. Empower the woman, right? But why do you think men in general just shy away from conversations like mental health or even admitting to the fact that I'm just not okay right now?
Yeah.
Hold that thought. I want you to think about that and answer that question right after this.
It is where I had my first kiss.
And keeping your heart and soul warm on 102.9 FM.
It is it's 9:28 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio.
Mm.
I think you are more than welcome to send us a voice note or two if you want to agree with us or disagree with us with some of the conversations that we're having there or here or in terms of some of the points that have been made.
Yeah.
We've got Mr. K Goodness, aka Kavi, in the studio. Just to have a conversation about the boy child, from a man's perspective, and so on. Shaquan left you with a question. Shaquan, do you want to quickly recap that question?
Yeah. Just why do men in general just shy away from even talking about their feelings, admitting to the fact that they're not okay, seeking, you know, therapy and so forth? So, partner, I'm going to take you back to last year when we had a conversation with Dr. Mbirida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I showed up to the event. Mm. Kavi shows up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he was with me. He was sitting next to me the whole time. Yeah, so even me seeing him, I was just like, man, this man is really, like, this is actually his purpose, you know? So just seeing him trying to deal with whatever it is or kind of heal from the root itself was really beautiful to see. So why do you think in general men are not okay and get uncomfortable when it comes to even admitting to the fact that, dog, I'm actually struggling right now?
Look, I think essentially it's what NSK touched on or just before we went off air and off air is that platforms.
Mm.
There are no platforms that allow that for men. And especially in Africa, so here are two sides of the coin. The one is, as men, vulnerability and weakness is frowned upon. By men and women as much as, you know, it's like,
that's true.
As a swak uti, the guy would look at him cry.
100%.
Yeah, no matter how make it because I agree.
I'm just my friend, bro. I've got female best friends.
It's the stigma.
I know.
It's the
percentage. So it's like, okay, you're sorry, you know.
No, you're not too good.
You touched the nerve. Go ahead, my guy.
So it's how many times have you seen a celebrity cry on stage? Look at how Will Smith was attacked for being vulnerable on stage by both men and women alike.
Yes.
In a moment of weakness, this guy poured out his heart and he got attacked for it. He was called a simp. He was weak and so on. Mm. You understand? It's that level of stigma.
Mm.
On the other hand, as far as opening up to women is concerned, is women have this thing of throwing things in your face.
That's true.
No? Yeah. Anything you say can and will be used against you in another argument.
Mm. That's true.
So, even in a moment of vulnerability, you know, I had a conversation weirdly last night with a cousin of mine, and he was like, you know, I can't sit there and tell my wife that I have a masturbation issue. Mm. I'm married, but I have a masturbation problem.
Mm.
Because as soon as it becomes an argument, she's going to turn around and say, yeah, this thing that just masturbates while I'm there.
And there's, but and it's, there's, it's, and it's, there's historical context of her doing it.
You understand?
Mm.
Like women in general,
yeah,
is something that it's, we do.
Yeah. So there's a fear. The biggest thing is there's a fear. Operating from a place of fear is always going to steal your joy. So you, a lot of men are not going to come out and be like, yes, Leo, I've got it. And this is why we're trying to create platforms like the Brotherhood Bonfire, where we say, listen, gents, you walk in here, what you say here stays here. We're creating a trust. What you say here stays here. It's private. It's confidential. You can share the story without including the person's name. You can use it to help other people. But the point is to create platforms where men can be safe, where men can be vulnerable, where men can sit there and just open up and be like, listen, gents, this is hitting hard. Mm-hmm. One of the sessions we had, one of the very first ones we had was relationships, father-son relationships.
Yo, yeah.
And the, and you know, the importance there. I heard things there where guys were so mad at their fathers and they didn't even know it.
Especially our generation.
Our
generation.
They were so mad at their fathers, they didn't even know it. And
yeah.
we had guys sitting there weeping, you know, it's like, I just wish I could have this conversation with my father. But getting it out there, putting it out there, has lifted such a burden off me that, you know what, I look at my father differently. And that's the point of having these conversations, is the change of perception. And that's what I love about therapy, is for me it was seeing things differently. It's not that you're trying to cure my life, it's about getting a different perspective of where I've been. So I think we need to create platforms, safe and healthy platforms for men to be able to be vulnerable without the stigma, without the judgment, without being ridiculed, without being called weak. And the truth of it is, only men can do that.
So, I promised I was not going to cry. But on the real, you know, a little bit earlier on, I saw the interaction between the both of you pertaining to just, you know, when women actually saw the stats of suicide and so forth and said, you know, how could we be there for y'all? And I really want you guys to receive this well. I don't know if I'm speaking for a lot of women, but I can only speak for me. Y'all make it so hard for us. Y'all make it so hard for us because we really want to be there for y'all. We really, man, listen, we really want to hold your hands a little bit more. And I might not be speaking for every woman, but I am, like I say, speaking for myself. A lot of the times, even with me trying to be there for you the best way that I can, all I'm received with is just a wall here and a wall there and a wall, and I don't know how to come in. So I just want you to really receive the fact that it's not that we don't care. We just probably also need you guys to trust that we can be that safe space for you.
It takes a lot, because history speaks for itself. Like NSK said, we don't know any better. Dad would come home, sit by himself, and you as kids are playing with each other or entertaining mom or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we really just want to be there for y'all, man. Because you know what? It would break my heart. Because I'm also coming from the perspective of, I'm a single mom raising two boys. And I have no idea what I want to do. Because if I can't even, I don't know. It's just like, you know, my partner here, love him to death. This man is just a hardcore Damara. Yeah. You know what I mean? So just allowing us to just come in a little bit more, because through the interactions that we have with y'all, we can even be better
parents, yeah.
Boy moms.
Yeah, yeah. Look at it. And like I said, it takes a brave man to be vulnerable. It takes a brave man to sit here and be able to talk about these things.
Yeah.
And we're going to need more of us. And I think the one thing that I'm really, really going to ask for is just the grace and patience.
Mm.
Yeah, it is really, really just the grace and patience to be able to just... It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, because remember, we are unlearning so many things that as men has... It's become innate nature. It's who we are. That's how you were raised, to be hardcore. Yeah. You don't have conversations with women.
Mm.
This is a conversation we had last night with my cousins. One of his older uncles telling him, what are you and your wife supposed to talk about? You understand?
Sure.
You're not supposed to have, you understand? So that's it's how we ingrained. So there's a lot of unlearning to happen. The best thing we are doing, or we're trying to do, is to make sure that the next generation doesn't end up like we do.
Yeah.
Because now we're in a position of, we know better. You understand?
And still learning.
Yesterday, here's a question. Let me ask you this, Inescape.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the words, "I'm proud of you," from your father?
Wow.
Hey, man. As in growing up?
Yeah.
Ah, really?
Right.
Really?
Right.
I mean, we how do I put it? It's tough.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? And it's not, and it, how to put it? It doesn't take away from what he has done for me.
No, not at all.
Or my family home.
Not at all.
Do you understand? But yeah, things like that. Mm. Ah, man, really.
Do you understand? And a lot of people, I'm very, very big at work, in the workplace. My kids, my nephews. I always tell my nephews and nieces, there's nothing in this world that you can do to disappoint me. It doesn't mean that I won't discipline you, but there's nothing in this world that you can do to disappoint me. I'm proud just of the fact that you're my niece and I see you as a daughter and a son, that I'm proud of you. And hearing the words, "I'm proud of you," when you're messing up,
it slaps a little different.
Yeah. So yeah. The point at the end of the day I'm trying to get across is, for the sake of the single mother, the Shaquans, boy moms, it's going to take men like us to be out there and make it better.
Hmm.
Help them raise a different... Women can't raise boys without a male figure. I'm sorry. Because there's a lot of things that...
There's a lot of things,
that, exactly. There's a lot of things that we go through as men that women will not understand.
100%.
Right? So
that boy has to hear from his father. He has to hear from his male figure.
Exactly. So this is why we're creating platforms. I've got brothers of mine that we run with. Edison Kaloko, Mike Osha. We're doing schools. We're talking to boys and we're creating basically mentorships. The K Goodness package includes a mentorship session that's 300, very affordable, $300 a session.
Yeah.
It includes exposing this boy to my friends to see what those what healthy brotherhood relationships look like.
Yeah.
And then things like, I love to cook. So you teach him how to cook. You know, making it... Because remember, again, we live in a generation where it's like, cooking as a man is frowned upon. What do you mean? Why do I have to cook? You know, so teaching them that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to cook. And then going to things like exposing them to the farm. I'm a part-time farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Exposing them to the farm. Exposing them, watching a rugby game, watching the soccer game. Discipline. You understand? Only things that men can teach them.
Yeah. Snap, man. Kavi, I think you'll need to come back, my man. I didn't realize that this was going to be this heartfelt deep. And this deep. And just a newsflash, we even working on changing the show around a little bit.
To
everyone listening, we probably launch the new feel and look of the show by the middle of June, beginning of June. Yeah. We'll see. But you'll have to come back, my man. I promise you. I don't think there is anyone having these type of conversations around men, and this honest, this with this brutal honesty.
Yeah.
Also, brutal honesty, yes, but with sincerity.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. On any commercial platform that I can think of.
Yeah.
In Namibia. And I'm radio obsessed, I know. Or I'm media obsessed, I know. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're going to have to let you go, Boot. But for the care package, sorry, not the care package, the care goodness.
Care goodness, yeah.
The package. Just quickly align us with that package again and the number that we need to call.
Yeah. So basically, care goodness is, it's who I am.
Yeah.
I started care goodness through a friend. She was going through a tough time, so I sent her morning encouragement voice notes just to like, you know, get her through the day.
Mm.
And the one morning she was like, yeah, I'm sitting here waiting, eagerly waiting for my daily dose of care goodness.
Daily dose of care goodness. That's when it hits you.
Yeah. So I was like, wait, this. So I started initially on my status on WhatsApp, and everybody was like, this is nice. So and then I did it on then, and then somebody was like, can you put a face to it? Like, a lot of people just see care goodness and they think it's care goodness and they don't really listen. You start putting a face to it and you know, it grows. So care goodness basically is who I am. Yeah. It's motivational speaking, public speaking. And then what I call conversations, I don't like to call them counseling sessions because I'm not really a counselor. Conversations, mm-hmm. So you want to sit down, you want to talk to someone neutral. Conversations and consultations, and then the mentorship program. Mm. And then I've been told apparently I have a voice that is quite decent. Mm. So
you've got an incredible voice.
You've got an incredible voice. Yeah.
I've got a voice that is quite decent. So I'm a part of the package is emceeing as well. And then there's K-Goodness Foods. That's not open to everyone yet. That's just family and friends. So if you're doing a little thing, you want to need catered, create a platter for you or just whatever.
Is it an email or is it a call?
You can hit me up on my socials. Especially.
I'm sharing his link to anyone who's asking right now. It's very busy on the WhatsApp line.
Yeah. So it's on there. My number is on there. You can hit me up. Right. And my email address is on my socials as well. So the idea is really just... to create events and so on. So we've got the two events that I'm currently focused on is one, we normally do live sessions with my partner Jay Shaunjo on Wednesday, every second Wednesday. We just had a little bit of a snag, so we're taking a break from that. That's also just to have this mental health discussions. Two, there's obviously the Bridal Bonfire session that happens every third Friday of the month. We sit in we sit in my backyard, we light a fire, you're welcome to bring your drinks, we just talk.
My man.
And then some of these conversations have gone to the wee hours of the morning after starting it, like at 6:30 in the evening. And then there's an event that we're looking at hosting, and this is in an attempt to merge, to bring women and men together. So it's called the Couch Sessions by Care Goodness, Men and Women in Conversation.
Wow.
And the target is to do three of them this year. So the first one is happening next week, Saturday at 6:30. We're struggling to find a venue at the moment. But yeah, again, I'm very comfortable opening my house up. So if I do not find a venue, it will probably end up being at my house. Mm. So it's a panel discussion. I've got two guys, two women. You've had her here before. The life coach Cynthia is one of our panelists. And then life coach and neurolinguistics life coach Valencia Kashipuga is the other one. And then Edison Kalokwa Pingin and Osha Kaivaro are the guys. And it's just an engagement of the target is with this one, communication.
Yeah.
Because most relationships and divorces are not as a result of infidelity, finances, whatever. They are as a result of poor communication or uncommunicated expectations. So the idea is to try and bring people together so men can say what communication looks like to them, women can say what communication looks like to them, and together we can find a middle ground and help people stay in relationship. We've seen what the divorce rates look like. Part of the stats, so and my goal in life is my experiences should be there to help better somebody else's life. There's no point in having gone through what I went through if it's not going to help somebody else. A friend of mine, he designed the K-Goodness logo, the one we have out right now. He said, look, it's going to suck to say this, but the truth is, if you didn't go what you went through, divorce, all this other stuff, there wouldn't be a K-Goodness, and you don't understand the influence. And how K-Goodness is helping people out there.
Kavi, thank you so much for your time, but we appreciate
you. It's been an honor.
But you coming back, dog. Like you're a friend of the brand now officially.
Thank you very much.
We'll just have to make a plan and see how we're gonna go about this. But this is necessary. You know what I mean? Kavi, Mr. K-Goodness, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. He won't be back.
Yeah, no, he's gonna be back. Yeah,
I see our our feedback here is going crazy.
I'm trying to reply to everybody.
Shaquan's trying to reply to everybody. He is going to be back. Find him on socials long. Please, I hope you should find that Venema guy, because you've been on Fresh FM. Now they know about it. They're going to bombard you. Be ready for
that. No, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, like I said, my home is a place of love. So even if I do hit a snag and don't find a venue, I'm willing to open my house up. Yeah.
As brothers, we are willing to help you, my man. You know what I mean? You never know what connection I have or what the next brother has.
Yeah,
9:45 for Namibia's Heart and Soul. Mr. K Goodness is signing out. We'll be back after this and we'll try and crack that safe.
Heat up your winter with Namibia's Heart and Soul.